there's no doubt. There's no doubt. I mean, the success we've had, and we've been pretty fortunate. We've had some things go our way, but, you know, you always want, I want the bullseye on my back. You know, I expect to lose if we don't play good, you know, and I want our guys to respect the fact that they have to show up to the yard every day.
Well, he's a competitor, you know, and that whole pitching staff kind of mirrors his personality. As the game gets tougher, he normally bears down for us. So, you know, he's nothing special, like I said, but he'll get after it.
It's in time, and it's a tailor-made double play. Hart to Shafter to Marks, Leopold Price to Raleigh, and there's two outs.
Yeah, definitely. When another team makes a mistake, you got to capitalize on it. When you have opportunities to score, you got to get it done because sometimes they don't come around very often.
He's kind of a finesse guy, lefty, throws low 80s, maybe mid 80s, but more low 80s. Fastball moves a little bit, has a good cutter, which is probably his best pitch. Throws a big curveball and then mixes in a changeup.
Take me out to the ball game, sung by Edward Meeker, Edison Record.
They don't care. I don't know if they know any better, though. They're kind of like their coat, you know. Their vision only goes about 2 feet in front of their face, so it works out pretty good for all of them.
T.T. Casey was baseball mad. Fever and had it bad, just to root for the hometown through every Sioux.
Well, the key is our pitching staff be able to hold these big hitters down. And us playing really good defense. We know we're going to have to win the game scratching out runs, and I think we're ready to do that. But the key is going to be to stop them from scoring a lot of runs.
Take me out to the ball game.
Lined into center field. Back goes the center fielder. It goes over his head.
I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Yeah, and there's not, you know, in junior college baseball, and all over, I mean, it's just not, you know, Babe Ruth died a long time ago. There's not a whole lot of hitters. And, you know, so if you just go out and fill the zone up, give your defense an opportunity to play, you know, and then you have timely offense, you do some good situational hitting, you're gonna come out, you know, on top more than all.
I was just 2-2. Casey knew what to do. Just to cheer up the boys, she knew. She made the gang sing this song. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Key today is just, you know, don't get out of the approach. Stay in the approach. Don't let the wind get in your head. Keep the ball down in the zone. Play good defense. And don't walk anybody because, you know, you put two walks in the inning. Next thing you know, they hit a home run. They put up a three spot already. So, you know, there's probably going to be some runs scored today, but make them earn everything they get.
Here on the far northeast side of town.
Fouled and heading toward Art's car.
I'm just saying.
The folks at Cali, Mason, his wife told him, go move our car just in case.
So wrong.
Well, I was such a dangerous hitter, they would intentionally walk me during batting practice.
Yeah.
Wait for this sweet tea all year. Is it true that on your first day, your coach told everybody to line up alphabetically according to height? Breaking pitch, GMOCB.
Here we go.
I'm just saying, when you're
just saying,
when
there you go again.
When you're already on the ground, like you, it's easy to block pitches in the dirt. That's what I'm saying. He just swung right through it, one of those Lenny whiffs, but I'm sure he would love to have that one back.
You don't even waste time with your hate.
Your disease, heightness,
great
lack
hands.
Of it. of the original scribes of the English language.
Well, that didn't come to me. I think you just made that up.
My peeps. Sir Patrick.
That'll run deuces on the board now. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. You want to complain about Jimmy, please do that as well. Is in time, and it's a tailor-made double play. Hart to Shafter to Marks, Leopold Price to Raleigh, and there's two outs. Got a Peter Club, a home and back, and a brand new pair of shoes. You know I'm taking time to give this game a rest. Just to hit the ball and watch them all, a moment in the song. Here's the pitch. Fly ball well hit out into right field. Back, track, wall, yard! And to the absolute sunshine! I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be a flamingo. I'm ready to play today.
Something probably that you never had the chance to do is, you know, play for a championship. But here we go.
Three and two, and this one's hit out into right center field in trouble. Back goes Jones. He can't get to it. It's right at the 385 marker. Heading for three. Here's the throw.
This town ain't big. This town ain't small. It's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man. Above the right field wall, we do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, if a blind man could have made that call.
It was just a good ball game. We played a very solid game all around, from pitching to hitting to everything. We're running the bases, a lot of people in the stands watching. It was an exciting day to be out. Can we continue to hit the ball well? The wind's blowing out. Both teams are going to be fired up. Got to stay within ourselves and try and win a ball game.
We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's a very unforgiving game, and there's no poetic justice in baseball.
Twenty ways to bring him home here with one out.
The game was close. We'll call it a win. Go off to toast the boys again. That local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league.
It's all about, you know, winning innings, but it starts with getting your leadoff hitter on, and then from there you just manufacture it.
We want to dance, they want to play, we wouldn't have it any other way.
And that's what we're going to, you know, we try to do that every game, but hopefully we don't walk anybody and they'll just have to beat us. If they beat us, that's a good thing, you know, and not a good thing, but it's better than giving it to them. So.
We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats.
Rollins is set. Lefty delivers. Fly ball hit out at the center field. Birds drifting in, and it's a no-hitter. David Rollins with a no-no here in game number one.
The majors called up, oh, what's his name? And one more building rises tall. And suddenly we're all grown up. And this old town's not quite so small.
Well, it's a big part of the game. You know, it is a big part of the game. Something we work on, something we talk about all the time. And good clubs just have a knack for doing that. Getting a big fat RBI and picking somebody up. And somebody in the lineup fails, the next guy steps up. And a lot of times that has to happen for a few outs.
Like our beer, fat ass candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it.
2-2 pitch.
Breaking pitch heading to the cars. Oh, it knocked out the window.
Oh.
Yes, it did.
You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, that one gone.
Yeah.
Katie Casey was baseball mad. She had the fever and she had it bad. Just to root for the hometown crew. Every cent that Katie spent. On one Saturday, her young beau called to see if she'd like to go to see a show, but Miss Kate said no. I'll tell you what you can do. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, 'cause it's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, 'cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Katie Casey saw all the games, knew all the players by their first names, told the umpire he was wrong all along, and she was strong. When the score was 2-2, Katie Casey, she had the clue to cheer on the boy. She knew just what to do. She made everyone sing the song. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I do not care if I ever get back, 'cause it's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, 'cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, 'cause it's good, good, good for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame.
That's why we've got to learn to play together. I didn't join this team to sit on the bench. I'm going deep, swinging for the fence. I got some friends on base, I gotta get home. Gotta keep your eye on the ball. Swing straight and true and follow through. Don't be afraid, whatever the call. Because we're never alone. Our coach is there to cheer us on. It's the wind up. Here comes the ball. Gotta free and swing. Watch it till it's going, going.
Hello again, everybody. Lynn Michaels along with your primetime crew. Game number two getting underway. After the Gators losing the opener 8-0, first pitch coming up from Hunter McClellan. .253. We start. First pitch is low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Swing and a miss. Even at 1-1, foul tipped. 1-2. Hunter McClellan getting his second appearance of the year, his first start of the season, here in game number four of the tournament. Swing and a miss. And Dylan Harris goes down on strike, strikeout number one. Talking to David Shelton before the game, and they're just coming in off of a 12-inning game with Alabama Southern. They won the ball game. But he has chewed up his bullpen. GMOCB in the over curveball for a strike. This is Austin Henry. We'll set the lineup for you here in just a moment. Call strike two. Came over and said, hey, is it okay with you guys if we play Tennessee run rule? And, of course, we all said, what's that? He said, four after four. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. Tennessee run rule. That's just so wrong. Sounds like something Jimmy would say. Pitch misses. 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. This is Austin Henry out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hits from the right side here at the shortstop for the Senators. And this one is hit well down to the left field line, and it is a foul ball.
Don't sit up there. Right.
So Henry will have to come back. Just underway.
That's a pretty good drop right there.
Yeah.
For a home run derby. Second year in a row by Isaiah Gilliam. Plays for the Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
2-2 pitch. Ground ball up the middle for a base hit. Henry with a single. First hit of the ball game. 2-2 pitch. Now here is Brock Anderson, the DH. Dylan Harris will lead things off in center field. Austin Henry, shortstop in the two spot. Brock Anderson, DHing, batting third. Cleanup, left fielder Elijah Helton. Landon Knack will play third base and bat five. Cal Olette batting sixth at first base. Peyton Marshall, right field, batting seventh. Tucker Pate catching, batting eighth. And Trey Maslin will bat ninth and play second base. Pitch, strike one. Harris, Henry, Anderson, Hilton, Knack, Olette, Marshall, Pate, and Maslin, the nine on the scorecard for David Shelton in his 15th season with Senators. Walter State now 4-2 on the year, 2-1 in the tournament. Not much of a lead by Henry over at first base with one out. Next pitch, chopped foul at the plate. 0-2. Gets to the Octane Energy Drink Weather Center, being presented to you by Octane Energy Drink, the all-in-one energy sports drink mix. Order online at tsrnsports.com. Clear skies, 60 degrees, northeast breeze at 7, blowing out toward left field. Looks like it's stronger than 7 now. 47% relative humidity market, not a chance of rain. Starting to get some clouds to roll in as well. Out on the western horizon, pitch low for a ball. Wind blowing out, has been blowing out like yesterday. Yesterday was out toward left field. Today it's out toward right field. 1-2. Here to the left-handed swinging DH, Brock Anderson. Throw over. Oh, they had him if he would have thrown it on the bag. Anderson out of Huntsville, Alabama. See if Henry will be off on this pitch. 1-2. Thinking the same thing. Another throw over. 1-2 is a pretty good pitch to steal on. Look over to first base, pitch out. 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Henry back off the bag at first base. Adding guessing on the breaking pitch at his feet. Now McClellan goes full, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. So they'll move the runner, keep it out of a double play. They do go. Swing and a miss, throw down to second base. And it's a double play. Anderson strikes out into a twin, killing 2-6 on the cut, stealing a cross with a strike down to second base to record the out. No runs, a hit. He faces the minimum. Nobody left on. 16 pitches here in the first inning. After a half inning of play, Walter State nothing. San Jack is coming to bat. Back in a moment after this on TSRN.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
Get ready, because El Pollo Loco has arrived in Houston. Craving deliciously flavored fire-grilled chicken that's been marinated in an authentic recipe of fruit juices, garlic, herbs, and spices, and then fire-grilled over an open flame? El Pollo Loco has you covered. At El Pollo Loco, expert grill masters take pride in fire-grilling each and every piece of delicious citrus-marinated chicken right before your eyes. It's then hand-chopped and added to mouth-watering entrees like burritos, tostadas, bowls, salads, and quesadillas. And that's just the beginning. The creamy guacamole is prepared from scratch. The beans and rice are slow simmered to perfection. And best of all, the pico de gallo is chopped fresh throughout each day. Come by and dine in at the restaurant or try the convenient drive-thru if you're on the go. To find a location near you, visit elpolloloco.com/Houston.
The award-winning, legendary Texas Sports Radio Network is reshaping the listening and viewing landscape for local, state, national, and worldwide high school and college sports again with TSRN on the go. TSRN is not only styling and profiling, TSRN is now mobiling. Listen to all of TSRN's games on your smartphone. Download the app and presto, you're listening in stereo. TSRN, innovating, crafting, generating, creating, and originating. Award-winning TSRN, always leading the way for others to follow.
Lynn Michaels, first pitch swinging, Smith fouls it out of play over our heads. Michael Smith leading off and playing center field. Brett Wright will bat two and be the DH. Sergio Macias batting third at shortstop. Nick Perez cleanup at third base. Ryan Johnson batting five in right field. Mario Morales first base and batting six, fouled at the plate. Tristan Metten batting seventh at second base. Wyatt Cross catching and batting eighth and batting ninth. For the first time in the season, getting a start, Jordan Wiley in left field. So it's Smith, Wright, Macias, Perez, Johnson, Morales, Metten, Cross, and Wiley, the nine on the scorecard for head coach Tom Arrington. San Jacinto Gators at 4-1 on the year. Left-hander Peyton Alford getting the start here for the Senators out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Fouls it out of play off to the third base side. Well, Alvin won their ball game. Where's the final? 11-5 over Angelina. Fouled it back into the screen.
You said that about the time when he's going to be like, well, I'll just pick it.
Blinn defeated Frank Phillips 4-1. Get their second games underway. And in the sixth, Wharton and Baton Rouge are tied at 8 apiece. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch. And Alford records the strikeout. So there's one out. Ball strike one on right. Fastball upstairs. One and one. One ball and one strike. One out. Aces on the board. Right. Hitting from the right side. Ground ball shortstop. Henry's up with it. Low throw, gets away from the first baseman, Olet. That'll be an E6. Six, Wright takes over. Macias now. Thrower to just keep an eye on him. In the first game, Wright was 1-for-3, reached safely twice on a walk and an error on the shortstop. Started, stopped, little GMO, nope, too high, ball one, one ball and no strikes. 1-0. Pitches.
Give it back.
Throw over to keep an eye on right. Not much of a lead by Brett over at first base. Here's the pitch. hit out into left field and deep. Back goes the left fielder. Back on the warning track. Hilton reaches up, makes the catch, and Wright has to scurry back to the bag at first base. And there's two outs. That's the best ball Macias has hit all day. Gave it a pretty good ride. So two outs, and here's Nick Perez. Now Macias is still looking for his first hit. After going 0 for 4, he's now 0 for 5, and Perez, likewise in the first game, was 0 for 4. He reached safely on an error by the shortstop, Trey Dawson. Look over to Wright, and he's still going to get another toss over. He's not that far off the bag. Only about a step and a half, but still draws the attention of Peyton Alford. Perez hits from the right side. Another throw over to keep an eye on him. Perez now for the year hitting .353. Fastball way outside, 1-0. Nick for the year hitting .353. He's 6 out of 17, 2 home runs and 4 RBIs.
Appreciate you explaining what's home by.
First start of the year for Alford. Fastball, call strike one. Senators just went extra innings against Alabama Southern, went 12 innings in the game before this one. They won it. They're 2-1 in the tournament. Likewise, the Gators. One and one. Look over to first base to right. Here's the next pitch. Fastball upstairs. And it's 2-1. 2 balls and 1 strike. Freshman lefty, 5'11", 190 pounds out of Knoxville. Wright stretching his lead at first base some. Swing and a miss, trying to go downtown without cap there. And Perez will throw deuces on the board now. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Alford is set. Breaking pitch in the dirt. Runner's going to try to move up. Here's the throw. They're going to get him easy. Got him on the leg. 2-6. Trying to move up. Good throw by. Oh, I can't read. I think it's Pate. To get Wright trying to move up. Caught stealing. No runs, no hits, an error. Nobody left aboard. He finishes with 16 pitches in the first inning of on the books. So after one full inning of play from the far east side of town, final game of the tournament. No score between Walter State and San Jack. Back in a moment after this on TSRN. I'm in love with a man.